The business landscape has shifted fast and companies are having to pivot just as quickly to withstand the new terrain. But where we earlier spoke about businesses being constrained by fairly priced capital, what role are private equity players playing amidst it all? CEO of Achille Capital, Tsego Sefolo, joins me on the line now. Thanks so much, Tsego, for your time today. So what kind of opportunity has the current environment presented for a private equity player like Achille, bearing in mind where the economy is headed in terms of recovery and earnings predictions, which have got to be guiding your views right now?
Good evening, Alicia, and thank you for having me. Achille Capital is obviously a mid-market private equity fund. So we focus on various sectors of the South African economy. The COVID pandemic has been very challenging for most of the businesses in South Africa, but at the same time, we've seen a number of opportunities that are starting to come up, largely emanating from businesses that are wanting to firstly get support from a capital point of view because of the different and the various challenges that they've experienced. Number two, you know, most of the larger businesses in South Africa are realizing that they have to, you know, effectively cut themselves to size and focus on their core needs. And as part of that, you know, we're encountering a scenario where most of them are looking at disposing some of their businesses and rationalizing their balance sheets. And as a result of that, you know, we've seen a number of opportunities, you know, for us to explore. It's obviously very difficult at this point in time to try and build an investment case around any business because, quite frankly, we don't know and we don't have a sense of what the pandemic, you know, is going to have on the various businesses. So we're spending a lot of time interrogating business cases and looking at forecasts and doing scenario planning. But I must say, it's been very, very interesting at this point in time to try and
as you say, and you know, it's echoed by the company news headlines that I read on a daily basis. We're looking at traditional large listed South African businesses cutting down their portfolios, disposing of good assets in order to resolve any balance sheet issues that they might have. Tsego, how much more negotiating power do you hold in that scenario around any negotiating table at this stage?
I must say that it's been a bit of a give and take. So ultimately, one realizes that, you know, for a good asset, you're going to have to pay value. But at the same time, given the current context in the market, one is trying to determine value, you know, with a lot of uncertainty that they're having to, you know, to navigate. So there's been a lot of give and take that we, you know, that we're going through. And ultimately, structuring of transactions and making sure that one can mitigate their downside risk is something that we do and we're having to do, you know, quite robustly. You know, ultimately, it's a willing buyer, willing seller kind of arrangement. And really, to the extent that we can find each other and we can arrive at prices and valuation matrices that that make sense, we're able to execute transactions.
Yeah. Of course, your criteria has to have shifted, too, when it comes to what you pounce on, because you've seen firsthand with the portfolio of companies that sit in your draw the kind of impact, as you've highlighted, COVID-19 has had across various sectors. What are the biggest challenges you're seeing at the coalface? Is it a sheer case of liquidity and cash flow constraint?
Yeah, you're 100%. I mean, Achille Capital says with an excess of 900 million of capital that we're wanting to deploy. We have got about 14 businesses in the portfolio that we invested in. So we've got a very good sense of what's happening in the market in terms of the experience that the various businesses are currently having. And liquidity has been the biggest challenge, if I must say. You know, from when we went into level 5 of the lockdown, obviously businesses were confronted in a scenario where they cannot trade. And quite frankly, cash is the lifeblood of the business. And to the extent that you're not trading and you're not having cash injection into the business, you get to a point where you're having to, you know, to close doors. And that has been the biggest challenge today for most of these businesses.
Tsego, that being said, you've been getting involved in various discussions with banks and creditors alike. What's your assessment, the role the various financial arms have been playing amidst it all, and you know, how accommodating they've been of this new reality?
That's a very good question. So we've had to engage with various banks to make sure that, you know, they understand the challenges that the businesses, you know, have got. One must also not forget the fact that banks are also businesses. So whilst the Reserve Bank has, you know, given some relaxations and some latitude for them to be able to carry on doing business, they themselves need to, you know, get liquidity injected into their own system. So whilst they've been understanding, they've been adamant that to the extent that, you know, as business, to the extent that we can pay, we need to do that. I must say that the incentive programs that have been put in place by government have also been quite useful, you know, from the UIF, from the TERS initiative that, you know, has been implemented. So we've seen some of our businesses engaging and obviously going for those incentive programs to help them navigate through this difficult time.
And Tsego, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there with you having opened, of course, a can of worms, because pertaining to that TERS program and that government incentive, it certainly hasn't been an across-the-board positive experience. A lot of red tape and bureaucracy that's needed to be wrangled on many fronts. We'll be tackling that directly with a UIF representative next week. For now, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Achille Capital, Tsego Sefolo.